This is the High Performance Show. My name is Andrew Jobling. Saturday, the 24th of October. Wow, always fired up after listening to Eye of the Tiger. I just had to sit down. I was punching the walls and nearly broke the glass on the door. I was fired up. I'm actually thinking of hanging a dead carcass up in the studio next week so I can start boxing that. I'm being a little bit silly, but that's okay because we've been going like 30 seconds, so I'm allowed to be silly right from the start. As I said, Andrew Jobling, the High Performance Show. Welcome. I'll take a breath. It's Saturday the 24th of October and an incredible day here in sunny Melbourne, the south of Melbourne. We're sitting in Mentone on Balcombe Road and the sun is shining, the birds are singing, the grass is green and all is right in the world. And in the studio, all is right as well because I am extraordinarily blessed and privileged to have in the studio a very special guest this week, a very talented man, a man of many talents, in fact, and we're going to talk about his talents. But before we do, we're going to welcome to the studio Mr. Justin Davenport.
How are you, everybody? How are you going?
G'day, mate.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good, very good.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Thanks you for look me. Very relaxed sitting there in that seat. You look like you're a bit of a professional when it comes to media and that sort of stuff.
I'm pretty relaxed, mate. I'm pretty relaxed.
Good, mate. Well, I'm just about to take a photo of you, so give us a big smile. That is good, mate.
Oh, big thumbs up.
Look, that is good. Sorry, everyone. We're just having a bit of fun here. Justin, let me tell you all a little bit about Justin. Justin has got... I've written down some stuff, and I almost got writer's cramp from writing down everything that Justin's done. He's worked in retail and obviously in management. He's done a lot of stuff in sales. Worked in the jewellery industry for quite a while, Justin, selling diamonds.
I was, yes, a diamond seller and for quite some time.
That could possibly be something that attracted your current girlfriend too, Kathy. Did you know her when you were selling diamonds?
I did know her when I was selling diamonds, but it will surely happen at a later stage, I think, knowing what to buy.
Exactly. Very good, mate. You're a bit of a catch. And you worked for the Body Shop for 10 years of your life in customer service and in selling.
I did.
In leadership. And you said that Body Shop, you were really impressed with their training facilities and the way they trained their staff and their, yeah?
Yeah, very much. Pretty amazing sort of training facility that you would have on an ongoing basis. With their staff, so they really put forward some great training, making sure that not only customer service is right up there, but also your selling skills as well and your management skills
Good.
Are up there too.
So you're a salesman, right? That's what you do the best. You excel in sales. You've worked in sales in retail. You've worked in sales in jewelry with the Body Shop. You've worked in recruitment, and you've shot yourself to the top in recruitment, which is pretty amazing. We'll talk more about that. But your passion, Justin, is in the health fitness industry, isn't it?
It is. And it has been for a very long time.
When you were 8 years old, you had your first set of dumbbells.
I had my first set of dumbbells when I was 8 years old.
Pumping iron at... that might explain those massive guns that I'm looking at right now. You don't need to flex, mate. No one can see. We're on radio. But they are impressive. So you've got a real passion for health and fitness, and are currently working in sales and marketing team at the South Pacific Health Club in St Kilda.
That's correct. Yes. We've got a great team down there, and we're doing well. And, been doing that for quite some time now, so loving it.
Good. All right, mate. Well, that's a bit of a... That's an impressive roll call.
Absolutely. I just love... I love the health and fitness area, you know. It's a big part of my life, so... we got a great club down there, and we love being underwater. So yeah, love it.
Oh, and it's such an amazing spot, isn't it? Like, there's the view of the water, and you know, it's just a great place to train, and then go and have a latte at on the beach on the promenade there, and it's really the lifestyle, isn't it?
I don't think there's too many places in Melbourne where you can actually get on a cross trainer or a treadmill and do your running overlooking the water. So we're pretty privileged to work there and let alone train there. So it's a great spot in Melbourne.
Good, mate. Cool. Well, look, welcome to the show again.
Thank you.
Now, I don't think I told you this, that, I've done a bit of blowing your trumpet, but this is not all about blowing the Justin Davenport trumpet. I apologise for that. What we're here to do, this is called the High Performance Show. So the goal is for everyone listening to get some hints and tips, okay, so they can perform at a higher level in whatever area of their life. So the goal, mate, we're going to get inside your head, right?
Yep.
We're going to jump in there and we're going to look around and we're going to drag out some gems. Okay?
Okay.
You happy with that?
Absolutely.
Good, mate. Good. So Now, largely your background is in the sales, whilst your passion is health and fitness. We'll talk about that. But yep. Sales, really, that's what got you started in the sales sort of industry?
Just being a people person, getting out there, and just I love the challenges of selling. It's not necessarily you're always learning. I think the sciences behind selling and marketing in general, it's ongoing, and it can be life-changing the way you can actually sort of work for different companies, and they all sort of do it slightly different. So a lot of big companies out there as well will launch their sales team in different areas to sell. Obviously, if it's real estate or whatever it may be, they all have different styles of concepts of selling, and the cycle of the science of selling as well, which is always changes. So I love the challenges of it, and it can be very rewarding at the same time. So, and it has taken me, you know, far beyond my dreams. And yeah,
good, mate. Good. So you obviously, I mean, to be good, really good in sales, I would imagine you need to like people.
Absolutely, you've got to be a people person.
You have to, don't you? Definitely. So, you obviously love working with people. Where did that come from? You know, your love of, because you are very good with people. I've seen you in action, mate. Yes. You are good.
Yes.
Where does that internal desire to really want to help people and be good with people, where does that come from?
I think it comes from the soul. I think it definitely comes from, it's got to be natural. You can't just be thinking that you're just going to sort of, just want to be nice to people. You've got to have to be wanting to be nice to people and get them across the line or whatever it may be, and be very genuine. Just do what you do naturally, and you'll find that you won't have to be a hard salesman to close the deal or whatever you need to do. It should just come across naturally of your ability to just be a good person. Mm. And if you're doing that right, then you've got to be successful in whatever you do.
So what are some hints to be better with people?
Basically, you just got to be things like body language, eye contact, just being happy, smiling when you're next to that person as well. I know if I'm at the club and I'm actually showing someone through or basically trying to change their life for the better in fitness, it could be their first time that they've actually ever come into a club. So you've got to be able to be natural and just getting to their mindset of what they're wanting to do, what they want, how they're changing their lives.
Cool. So for, I mean, you have really reached top level in sales, haven't you?
I have.
What is it that makes you, because there's a lot of people out there in sales and there's a lot of really bad ones.
Absolutely.
What's the difference between someone that's good in the, because I guarantee there are people listening today that work in an industry where sales is a large part of what they do, and it's not just about work, is it? I mean, you've got to sell yourself to the opposite sex, you've got to sell your kids for them to eat vegetables. What do you believe is the key to be successful in selling?
I think you just need to, you've got to have an action plan of what your goals are. If you've got, in particular, targets and things like that as well, you've got to have it all mapped out for the month. You've got to know where you are at the time of the day. You've got to be great at time management also. But then when it comes to your style of selling, you just can't have one style of selling because everyone's different. So you've got to be able to come across to every single person a little bit differently. You've got to be able to mimic yourself a slightly different as well, but also just be natural and have that science behind you of the selling cycle to able to close that deal with a way that I usually sell without them not even knowing that they're being sold to. That's my gift. And a lot of people don't have it. Mm. They don't actually know they're being sold to, and because it's coming across so naturally. But so before they know, they're walking at the door with a bag of goods or whatever it may be, going, how brilliant is Justin?
With a lot.
Yep, and just giving the best possible service you can. If you're having a great day, you want to share that great day with them as well.
Mate, you make that sound so simple.
Well, it should be.
Well, that's good. So there's a couple of things that you mentioned there. You mentioned having a goal and a target, right? So that's important.
Yep.
So there's no point trying to go out selling if there's no goal or target, because then if you get a bit of resistance, you'll probably not worry about it.
Absolutely.
Managing your time, obviously, is an important one. And well, I think a big one is, obviously, you can't treat every person the same.
Not at all.
Can you?
Not at all.
You've got, everyone's different. Everyone's got different needs and all that sort of stuff. Everyone's got different wants and all. So you've got to be able to relate differently with different people.
Definitely.
There you go. There's some early Wisdom from Justin Davenport. Thanks, mate. We're going to go to a song and we will be back with Justin Davenport very shortly. But firstly, here is the Black Eyed Peas with I Got a Feeling.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I got a feeling, ooh, that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Tonight's the night, let's live it up. I got my money, let's spin it up. Go out and smash it, like oh my god. Jump out that sofa, let's kick it off. Tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling. Tonight's the night. Let's live it up.
Let's live it up.
I got my money.
Hey.
Let's spin it up.
Let's spin it up.
Go out and smash it.
Smash it.
Like oh my god.
Like oh my god.
Jump out that sofa.
Come on.
Let's kick it off. Fill up my cup.
Drink.
Mazel tov.
L'chaim.
Look at her dancing.
Move it, move
it. Just take it off. Let's paint the town.
Paint the town.
We'll shut it down.
Shut it down.
Let's burn the roof. And then we'll do it again.
Let's do it. Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, and do it, and do it, let's live it up, and do it, and do it, and do it, do it, do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, do it, do it, do it.
Here we come, here we go, we gotta rock, 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 rock. Easy come, easy go, now we on top, tap, 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 tap. Feel the shot, body rock, rockin' don't stop, round and round, up and down, around the clock.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Saturday to Sunday. Keep words, you know what we say, say. Party every day, party every day. And I'm feeling, that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night.
Woo-hoo. Head. Rib, rib, rib. Lung. Brain. Nose. Cheek. Brain. Knee, spleen, tibia, spine.
Without a seatbelt, your body is a pinball. Belt up or suffer the pain.
Southern Sport is proudly brought to you by Mighty Good Catering. For your next dinner dance, business seminar or that special large function, call Mighty Good Catering on 9597 0112. Mighty Good Catering, proud supporters of local sport and 88.3 Southern FM.
88.3 Southern FM. It's groovy.
Oh, yeah, it's groovy. This is Andrew Jobling, the High Performance Show, coming up to you live, currently 1:18 on Saturday the 24th of October, and we're coming at you from 88.3 Southern FM. That I mean, if people are listening every week, they get sick and tired. They think, this guy's such a dickhead. Because I do that every week, like the special radio voice. Because I've always, I think, I don't know about you, mate, but I've always, you want to be famous? Have you?
Absolutely.
Just in case you've just tuned in, we're in the studio with Justin Davenport, who is an absolute champion. We're talking to him about sales. We're talking to him about health and fitness. We're talking about a whole range of stuff. But, yeah, you know, like, you just want to be a bit of a superstar. And I always practice my radio voice in the shower.
Yep. No, you sound great.
Oh, thanks.
You do.
Mate.
You do
thanks,
sound great.
Mate. Look, I appreciate that. Thanks for... You can come again anytime.
No worries.
Now, Justin.
Yes.
We've talked about a bit of sales stuff and you've given us some fabulous insights. But really, at the end of the day, your passion is health.
It is.
Why is that so important to you?
Oh, look, I just sort of look at it from a concept that if you haven't got your own health, you've got pretty much nothing at all. So it's always been a big part of my life with health and fitness. So pretty much, it's all I pretty much know.
Why do you think, because what you have basically said then is without your health, what have you? And that is so true. Why do you think so many people treat themselves as if, you know, they're indispensable, or they treat themselves like
invincible.
Yeah. Why do you think?
I think that in general, people just want they want the fast cars. They want the big house. They're able to put their lives on the line to get what they want in life. But at the end of the day, they forget the one and most important thing is yourself and your fitness and. They don't check their blood pressure or things like that. They don't go for checkups and all that sort of stuff. Well, you know, it's like servicing a car. If you're not getting it regularly serviced or not looking after your car, which a lot of people do, and they probably look after their car more than themselves.
That's so true.
That they, next thing you know, they're at the doctors and they're ill. So
you've got to have their radiator replaced or something.
Yeah, at a big consequence.
Isn't it? It is. We just think for some reason that we're okay. And in Australia, I don't know what it's like in other countries because I've never been in other countries, but I certainly know, and I've had this attitude, is she'll be right, mate.
Yes.
The old she'll be right, mate attitude is the one that kills a lot of people.
Absolutely.
Because we don't take the simple steps. So, mate, let's give South Pacific a bit of a plug here. Why not? Because it's a fabulous gym, and Laura and I are members of South Pacific, and we love it. It's, you know, the people are great, the equipment great, the location is fantastic.
It is.
Why do you think anyone in the southern area or around St Kilda, Albert Park, around that Brighton, Elwood, why should they come if they want to get in shape? Why do you reckon they should come to South Pacific?
Oh, look, not only facilities are brilliant. You've got the natural saltwater bars downstairs, which is pretty much an icon. It's the only actual indoor saltwater pool in Australia, which is fantastic. It's actually under renovations at the moment. We'll be opening roughly mid-next month.
Excellent.
So it will be state-of-the-art facilities down there as well. So all natural saltwater, which is, you know, great for people that also have any skin problems as well. So it is gentle. But again, when you go upstairs, you know, you've got the spin rooms and great big studios as well for all group classes and yoga, and then you've got all your pin loaded machines, your heavy compound machines, and your beautiful cardio machines with your screens overlooking the bay as well, so LCD screens. So, look, I've actually worked in quite a few clubs and actually go in and out of a lot of clubs to see not only my competition, but to see what they're doing differently from us. And, you know, I've got to say, we've just won an award for Melbourne's best club. And
really?
Absolutely.
That's a big get because there's a lot of clubs in Melbourne.
There is.
Wow. Yep.
So that's very exciting.
That is exciting. So you would find the sales reasonably simple, would you? Or is it still a bit of a challenge to get people over the line?
Oh, look, nothing's easy in life. And for them, first timers that have walked into a club before, you know, it's you got to put yourself in their shoes as well. So nothing's easy, but when you're good at what you do and you do what you need to do and have a bit of discipline, you'll find that everything else flows.
Absolutely. Now, I know that we're going to be giving... Justin is actually going to be giving away a seven-day pass later on, after we have our top five for the week and we have our competition. So if you're sitting there going, yeah, I really need to do something, I really need to get myself moving, then stay listening, because after we do our top five and then we have our little competition, if you send in an SMS, you may very well win a seven-day pass to South Pacific. Now you've had a bit of a, you know, you're a bit of a floozy, right? Aren't you? When it comes to, I mean, because you're in and out, you were in the fitness industry, then you thought you'd try something different.
Yes.
Get out of your comfort zone. You went into recruitment. Now, what were you thinking, mate? Were you on some sort of mind altering substance, or, you know, what?
Yeah.
Where did that decision come from?
Yeah. Look. You know, as we're talking about the sales side of things and everything else, you know, I do love it, and I just needed that that sort of challenge in my life where I've been in fitness for a long time, and I just needed to get out of my comfort zone. I sort of feel that not only myself, but just general people in life just are happy to be stable and not take a risk, and that's where I wanted it. Actually, I'm a bit of a risk taker, so I like to be challenged.
Great.
So that's why I actually jumped on board with the recruitment side of things, and you know, I did really well. But unfortunately, with the market, the current market crisis, it did make things a little bit difficult at that stage. And from that point, I knew that my body was, again, I wasn't looking after my body when I was in recruitment. So it was a lot of work and a lot of hours, and something had to give. And that's why I'm back where I love, and that's the fitness industry again.
So. Okay, so but there's some couple of good points that you brought up. And number one, you said you're a risk taker.
Yes.
And I think a lot of people aren't risk takers. So you got out of your comfort zone, didn't you, to go and try something totally different. And you were very successful in recruitment, weren't you?
I was, yeah.
You made a lot of money.
I did.
You placed a lot of people. You were bloody good.
I was.
But there's a cost, isn't there? What's the cost of being successful in, I guess, the corporate arena and recruitment?
Yeah.
The cost is your health.
Absolutely.
And so you decided that, you know, your health was more important than making a lot of money in a corporate arena, and there was other ways to do that. And
absolutely.
So you came back more for a lifestyle and a wellness, well-being.
Yeah, it was more of a lifestyle change for me as well, and to get back to what I love, and that's, you know, being healthy and a really good positive frame of mind and being around great people, and you can't buy that.
Good, mate. That's good. Now, so everybody listening, remember, your health is most important. You may be the most important person at your work. You may be a CEO, general manager. You may own your own business. But at the end of the day, you are no help to anyone if you are carked. You're
absolutely
no help to anyone if you're sick or if you can't perform your duties because of your health. So number one thing is health. Okay, it's time for our top five. Now, it's sort of not about health because Justin is good with people. So we're going to talk about top five ways to get along with people or to be good with people. So here are top five. The first one is smile. Good. That's a pretty good start, isn't it, mate?
It is.
It's pretty simple to do. I think everyone on the count of three, all right, I want everyone to put a really big cheesy grin on their face. One, two, three. Go.
Smile.
Don't you feel better when you smile? You do,
you
don't
do.
You? And as soon as you put a smile on your face and someone looks at you, do you know what they're going to do?
They're going to smile
back at you. So that's first tip. Second way to get along with people is to make and maintain eye contact. Yeah,
absolutely.
Because I think there's a trust factor along with that, isn't there? If you can't look at someone in the eyes, if you're looking at their feet or whatever, people find it hard to trust you. Yeah,
definitely.
So you really need to look squarely into their eyes.
As they say, the eyes never lie.
Ah, nice. The eyes are the window
to the soul.
Yes.
Ah. Yes.
I like it. Okay, number three. Talk about them.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people get into a conversation, all they want to do is talk about themselves.
Definitely.
People want to talk about themselves. So if you can, in a conversation with someone, get them talking about themselves, they'll actually like you a lot. Justin, you mentioned have an open body language, you know, so open yourself up, palms up, not legs crossed, eyes crossed, arms crossed, because I think that's quite...
That's right. Very important. Good body language would definitely get you a long way in life.
Cool. And the last one, number five, of the top five ways to get along with people is look for ways to help them or add value to them.
Mm-hmm.
So in any relationship, what can you do? You know, again, just a little helping hand, or you might get them some information, you might make an introduction to someone that could help them or whatever. If you can add value to someone, you're going to find you're going to get along with a lot of people.
Definitely.
Okay, here's the competition. Now, we are going to ask you to send an SMS in to 0414973315. That's 0414973315, and tell us about your greatest relationship. So what's the greatest relationship you have created? It may be a romantic relationship, it may be a business relationship, it may be a friendship relationship, it may be, I don't know what it is, but because of your skill with people, what's the greatest relationship? So again, that number is 0414973315. Send it in to us, and you, one lucky person, is going to win 7-day pass for South Pacific. Okay, time for some music. Talking about gyms and getting lean, here is Queen with Fat Bottom Girls.
Oh, you're gonna take me home tonight. Oh, down beside that red firelight. Oh, you're gonna let it all hang out. Fat Bottom Girls, you make the rocking world go round.
The RSPCA is seeking donated goods such as clothing, books, kitchenware and toys. Items can be left at the RSPCA Centre, 3 Burwood Highway, Burwood East. Proceeds from the sale of goods will assist the RSPCA Animal Welfare Centre, which can be contacted on 9224 2222.
Hi, I'm Diane from Holistic Fusion Alternative Health Therapies in Bentley East. I offer Harmony at Heart therapies that enhance your well-being and assist in alleviating your day-to-day pressures. For more information, go to holisticfusion.com.au or telephone 9579 3674. Holistic Fusion is a proud sponsor of Southern FM.
The Great Southern Sounds of Melbourne, 88.3 Southern FM.
Yes, it is 88.3 Southern FM, currently 1:33 on Saturday the 24th of October. The weather outside, we're heading towards a top of 21 degrees, and that is beautiful here in sunny Melbourne. And looking at the 7-day forecast, by Friday we're climbing to 29. Justin, can you believe it?
Amazing.
Amazing. That's amazing.
Get your jet skis out.
Now, we're very lucky that we have... Well, we've got a call-in, and we don't often get call-ins on my show, but we're very lucky that we have a caller today, and I hope this works because this is the first time I've done this, so I hope I haven't lost her along the way. But, Michelle, are you there?
I'm here, Andrew.
Oh, I can't believe I did that. How are you, Michelle?
Done. Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Michelle, meet Justin.
How are
Hi,
you?
Justin. Good, thanks.
That's
now,
good.
Some of the listeners may recognise this voice. This is Michelle Gilmore, who was on the show. You were on the show how long ago, Michelle? It was about a month ago, or
yeah,
maybe
about
a bit
month
more.
Ago now.
Yeah, and Michelle's the owner and director of Health Angels. It's a personal training, group training, health, well-being business. Fits in perfectly. Now, Michelle, you're calling to, because you've got something exciting. Exciting event coming up, haven't you, that you thought you might want to share with all the people living in the southern suburbs of Melbourne?
Yeah, I do. I really just wanted to call up and let everyone know what's happening. I've organised a fantastic and very inspiring seminar for everyone.
Excellent.
Called Stepping Out of the Spiral. And basically what that seminar is tailored to do is to inspire people on basically getting balance back in their life and taking control of their health and well-being. So what a perfect time of year to really start thinking about creating the life you really want to live and then getting outdoors and getting active.
I think that's fantastic. And Justin and I were just talking about that earlier, weren't we? We were talking about
that
so many people do let themselves fall into that spiral, don't they, when you get caught up in work and hassles and life and all that sort of stuff. And the one thing that tends to get let go is your health.
Absolutely.
So, Michelle, what are the people going to walk away with from this seminar?
Well, the biggest thing they're going to walk away with is the power to take control of their lives. So, basically, we're going to be talking through that negative spiral and how you get caught in the trap of it, and then how to dig yourself out of it. And just giving them steps and little step-by-step motions that they can take and put in place in their lives to dig their way out of the spiral and then stay out of it.
Good one. Because you've been in the spiral, haven't you? Because you were pretty full-on corporate, sort of high-flying corporate chick, weren't you? And then found yourself pretty much stuck in a situation where your health was sort of being compromised.
Yeah, very much so. I would go in and out of that spiral continuously, and I just got sick of it altogether and decided to really do something about it and find out what was happening and why it was happening to me over and over again, and just to get to the bottom of it all. And yeah, I believe I found the solution now, so I want to share that with everyone else.
Good. Okay, well, so I'm sure there's lots of people that would love to come along, so they need to know when, where, how much, what it is, all that sort of detail. So Michelle, give us the details.
All right, well, the seminar is called Stepping Out of the Spiral. It's going to be on Wednesday the 11th of November. We've got some very inspiring guest speakers coming along.
Fabulous.
It's from 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. at Simple Affair in Bay Street, Port Melbourne.
Okay, cool.
So it's $25 per person, and the tickets can be purchased online at www.healthangels.net.au. And the venue's an organic cafe and wellness centre, and it's quite a small venue, so we have limited seats available. So I do urge people to, if they're interested, grab the tickets straight away, because we are already selling out tickets quite quickly.
Good.
So,
book now.
Get onto it.
Fabulous.
Don't miss out.
Okay. Well, Michelle, thank you for the call. It's lovely
thank
to speak to you again.
Thank you very much for having me on. Yeah,
pleasure. Pleasure. And those people out there listening, get online now and book tickets for Stepping Out of the Spiral, which is on Wednesday the 11th of November. Michelle, you have a lovely weekend.
Thank you. Thank you, you too.
And we'll speak to you soon.
Great. Thanks very much.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, there we go. That was a bit of a surprise. We got a bit of a call-in.
Yes.
So, and I guess, you know, stepping out of the spiral, you know, that's, you found yourself in a spiral, didn't you, mate, when you
absolutely.
Were in recruitment and working long hours and, you know, fighting for that last sale and trying to nail, crunch someone to the floor and that sort of stuff?
That's it.
So what did you do? Okay, so, mate, tell us how you got yourself out of the spiral.
I think the thing for me was how healthy I was when I was training all the time, you know, 5-6 days a week prior to me going into recruitment, and how quickly my body changed from not training as much to maybe training once or twice a week, because we did have a gym downstairs in the office, which was great, but you never really had that chance to really train all the time, because it was just, the hours were crazy and you had to get back upstairs on the phones and start chiseling away to, you know, to get them deals. But, you know, I think the biggest wake-up call for me was just being at home and, you know, I've got my suit on and doing my shoes up, and I just could feel my body fat, you know, around my tummy and everything like that. I went, you know, this is not me.
No.
And this is dangerous, and how quickly it was happening.
So what was the first thing you did?
I just had to make that decision that, okay, it's from that point, because I'm so disciplined with my my health and my diet and everything else as well, that something had to give. I can't, if I was going to be pretty much in recruitment again for the next sort of 2 years, my body weight would have just spiraled out of control, and you know, I don't want to be put in a position where I'm in hospital. I just don't want that.
So the first step is make a decision.
You've got to make that decision, and you've got to really think about, okay, how important is your health? And it's crucial.
Sorry to interrupt, mate, but did you, you know, so when you made that decision that obviously your health was spiralling out of control and you wanted to do something about it, which, by the way, everyone can make that decision, and you don't have to be disciplined, you just need to make a decision and then get some help, okay? And that's one of the reasons why coming to that seminar on the 11th of November, but also getting in contact with Justin at South Pacific is a really good thing, because it's very difficult when you're out of when you're out of control and you're in that spiral. You need some help. You need some guidance and some support. Okay, so you made a decision. What did you do? Did you stay in recruitment and do it differently, or did you make the decision to get out of recruitment?
It was pretty much, I don't think you can have your pie and have it eat it in two. I think you've got to make the decision. Okay, you're in an era, you're in a corporate sector where it is very fast paced and it demands a lot of hours, and something's got to give. And at the end of the day, your health is going to give, and your fitness is going to give, and that was happening to me. And I had to make that decision that I cannot do this anymore. I need to get back into what I love, and that was the fitness area.
So you're back at, so you were at South Pacific before.
I was.
And then you went to recruiting. You had a little bit of a fling with recruiting.
I did for about a year and a half. Yes.
And then, but you're back. Back with your true love. So you're following your heart, you're following your passion, which again is a lesson that I think every single person should take note of, to follow your passion, to do what you love to do, or at least decide to love what you do.
Absolutely. I feel that, you know, you could be on all the money in the world, and I was on pretty good money when I was in recruitment as well, but it's not all about money. You've got to wake up in the morning and love what you do, and you've got to be around great people that are really positive mind frames. Without that, life's too short to be doing something that you don't love to do. So that's my that's why I'm back, where what I'd love to do.
Fabulous.
Yes.
Well, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to just remind listeners that we have a competition, and you can win a 7-day pass to South Pacific Health Club in St Kilda. And all you have to do, like, this is just like ridiculously simple. All you have to do is pick up your phone and type an SMS to 0414 973315 and tell us about your greatest relationship, because we talked about the top five ways to get along with people. So we want to know, what's your greatest relationship? And it could be a romantic relationship, it may be a work one, it may be a member of your family, or it may be some random person that you've met and all of a sudden you've created a relationship with, because I tell you what, relationships are the key to having success. You know, if you can create good relationships in your life, you know, you're going to go a long way to being successful. So send us an SMS, please. We've got a couple. We want more because we want to give away a 7-day pass. And if we get enough, we might even give away two. If we get enough.
We could do, yeah, we
if
could
If we get enough. We can't make any promises. 0414 973315. Get on the phone, send us an SMS. And while you're doing that, we're going to have a little bit of Madonna with Justin Timberlake, and this is 4 minutes.
Today, over 5,000 Australians turn to Vinnie's for help.
Vinnie's Winter Appeal brings much-needed warmth into many lives. Please donate online at vinnies.org.au or call 13 18 12. That's 13 18 12.
Well, the Blind Factory. Quality designer blinds at factory prices. Your thoughts, Kenneth?
I don't trust them. Who's in charge, anyway?
That would be Brett, in fact.
I was wondering what that was.
Look, fellas, all we're trying to do is make designer-quality blinds at the best prices in Melbourne. It's not brain surgery.
Really? Well, why do they shave my head, then?
Well, there you are. Call the Blind Factory on 1300 199 199.
Oh, the Blind Factory.
Good show.
The Blind Factory are sponsors of Southern FM.
This is the Sounds of the Bayside, 88.3 Southern FM.
88.3 on the FM dial is where you want to be right now at 1:47 p.m. on Saturday, the 24th of October, because we are performing at a very high level at the moment. Myself and Justin Davenport, who is my guest in the studio, we're giving. Oh, listen, if you're listening today, you'd have to be excited, I would think. Do you think they're excited with all the amazing gems that we're throwing at them left, right and centre?
I think they are. I can feel it.
Can you hear it? I can hear... Toot your horn right now if you're excited about listening to the High Performance Show. We're listening out for it. Ready, set, go. Oh, deafening.
I could hear some outside.
It was deafening. Oh, we're having a bit of fun. Yeah, we've got to entertain ourselves because we're sitting in the studio all by ourselves and we don't know. I know my wife is listening and because she always does. And Justin, we know Kathy, your gorgeous partner's listening.
She is.
So, hi, Kathy. How are you? Now, have you got anyone else listening today, Justin?
I've got quite a few people listening
today.
Well,
do you want to say a bit of a hello to a few people, give them a bit of a thrill?
Yeah, everyone out there listening, the C-Barves and, you know, there's relatives and family and everyone, hello, and hope you're having a great day.
Oh, there you go. Look, I've just got Laura. Sent me an SMS, said toot toot. Thanks, babe. You are good. Okay, so we're going to talk a little bit about, because one of the things you have developed over a lot of years is not just good people skills, but very good leadership skills as well, because you've worked in a leadership role at in the jewelry store. You worked between four stores. In the body shop, you trained 40 staff.
Yep.
And also in the fitness industry, you've had a lot of experience with leadership. Leadership. Now, there's a difference between leadership and management, isn't there? What's the difference between leadership and management?
That's a good question, and a lot of people get it confused. Being a manager is able to manage people well, the ups and lows of a sales team, you know, getting their targets and the action plans and what they got coming in and everything like that, and taking that risk out of the business. So, A, you are getting your targets and the business that you're managing is being profitable as well. So, having a team that is a good manager will be able to actually bring a team together and treat all their teammate, you know, all their team individuals equally, not have any favourites as well.
Yep.
And looking at the strengths of their staff as well, the weaknesses and their strengths, and put them in different areas. It's like having a football team. You know, you don't have everyone in the centre because everyone's different. Everyone's got different strengths. So you have them covering all bases, and a good manager will be able to actually identify that. So, and I think that's a bit of a weakness out there with some managers is that they can do it in little courses, but they don't have that that background. They haven't been in the trenches before.
Okay, so, and then how does being a good leader differ?
Being a good leader is leading definitely by example. You know, you can't manage a team and be a leader and think that, okay, well, my team's doing this, but I'm going to sit back and do this. So you've got to be able to lead by example. I see it all the time. Leaders out there, you know, with people looking at you all the time, you don't even realise, but you're marketing yourself every single day. And to be a good leader, you need to get out of your comfort zone. You've got to take risks. And you've got to be able to go far and beyond what anyone else is doing in their day-to-day lives. And that's a good leader.
And that is a very good point because, and I'm sure there are people listening that do hold leadership roles. And we're not even just talking about business, you know. In a family, if you're a mother or a father, you are a leader.
Absolutely.
In a group, in a team, a sporting team or whatever, you are a leader.
That's right.
And there are far too many people in leadership positions that expect their team to do stuff that they're not willing to do themselves.
Yep.
I don't want to do that. That's yucky stuff. You know, you do that. And it's very, very interesting that I think the most successful leaders are the ones that, as you said, mate, get in there, get their hands dirty
and take that risk.
Do it. So, therefore, then, what you're saying, that the key to being a good leader of people is to be a good leader of yourself.
That's right. If you're not willing to put the time into yourself and look at how you're reflecting upon other people, then you can't really call yourself a leader, where a lot of people do put that stamp on themselves, I'm a great leader because I'm doing this. And it's just really watching what you're doing and going far beyond anyone's expectations, and I think that will create a good leader.
Fantastic. Yep. Okay, so here's the write this one down, and if you're driving, don't write it down because you might crash, and we don't want to cause any accidents.
No.
But if you be the best person that you can be, you will set an example, and you'll be a great leader.
Mm.
So what does that mean? You know, in a family, you know, do the right things. If you want to, if you want your family to be healthy, then you be healthy. Eat breakfast. If you don't eat breakfast, eat breakfast. And your kids will probably follow you and eat breakfast. You know,
that's right.
That's right, isn't it? If you want to be, if you're leading a sales team in a in business, get on the phone and make the sales. And make more sales than you expect other people to make.
Absolutely. You know, you can't expect your team to, you know, do all the hard yards and you're just sort of sitting back. You need to be on the forefront of your team and show them the direction where you're going and accelerate them, you know, have some fun, but accelerate them to, you know, to success.
Very good.
Yep.
Now, mate, tell me, I know you are a very ambitious person. Mm-hmm. You've got lots of things that you want to achieve. What is it that really drives you? What's the big picture? Where are you heading?
Look, people drive me. I love the I love being with people. So I can definitely see myself, and one of my goals would be one day in the future to, you know, work for myself within the fitness industry. You know, use my skills and what I've learned as a journey in my life in the fitness industry and not only fitness, but the sales cycle and also the marketing side of things as well, to have my own business and have a great team behind me and let's move forward and get healthier, all of us.
Good. So, mate, let's give us a tip. I want one tip, all right, mm-hmm. that you're going to share with everyone listening today. What is the one thing if you're going to say to someone, a tip to be healthier and happier, and not just healthy but happy, what would be that? What advice would you give someone? Have I put you right on the spot here?
Oh, you have a little bit.
Yeah, good, mate. I love doing that. I love making you squirm in your seat. So what is it for you? Because I know every week I ask my guests the same thing. What would you say to someone to give them a lift or to help them be a happier person?
I would ask someone, you know, are you living the life that you want to live? And again, you know, that's a pretty hard question, because some people will say, yes, you know, I'm happy doing what I'm doing. And a lot of people will say, no, I'm not. And, you know, it's an open question, and it can really, you know, really get people out of their comfort zone a little bit. And you could really, you know, start sort of peeling back the layers and really finding out what that person really wants to do in their life and how I can help change their perspective of not feeling as energetic as they once were, or not being as fit as they once were, or not being mentally fit as they once were. So once your body lets you down, your mind's going to let you down, and you're just not living the life that you should be living. So that's what I'd be saying.
Good, mate.
Yep.
Thank you. Okay, so let's have a look at some of these SMSs.
Yes.
Let's see. Now, Justin, you're going to pick a winner here, mate.
Okay.
All right. So let's have a look. We've got a few. We've got one from... Now, just if you've just tuned in, the competition is to send an SMS and tell us about your greatest relationship or a great relationship that you've created through some of your skills with people. And we have got one from Lance.
Mm-hmm.
And Lance says... He's developed a close relationship with his grandmother, which has taught him the importance of living each day as a gift.
Nice.
That's a nice one. So thank you, Lance. That's really nice. We've also got one from Caroline. Caroline has said a relationship with her boss. She's created a good relationship with her boss, which has made her job a pleasure.
That's good.
And that's a good one too.
Definitely.
We've got John, who's had a relationship with a female, which he met and now has blossomed into love. And he said, you know, that was a tough get. He mentioned it was a pretty tough gig. So he's done that and he's now blissfully happy. So thank you, John. And the last one, I'm gonna share this last one. And Michelle, you're probably going to hate me for sharing this, but Michelle, who was just, we just had her on, she said, "Hi, Andrew, my most recent greatest relationship was meeting you. Thanks for the plug today. Have a wonderful weekend, Michelle."
How lovely.
Thank you, Michelle. I appreciate that. So, Justin, there we go, mate. There's four. We've got Lance, who had a relationship with his grandmother. We had Carolyn, who had a relationship with her boss. We had, and not the sort of relationship with the boss that you're thinking, so get your mind out of the gutter, mate.
Okay, mate.
Who was the last one? We had John, who had a relationship, a romantic relationship, and we've had Michelle, who her greatest relationship recently is me. So pick Michelle. No, mate.
Okay, pick favourites.
No favourites. So you're going to choose someone to give a 7-day pass to, mate. Who's it going to be?
Yeah, look, I think John.
John?
Yep, John's getting it today.
John, the romantic connection.
Yep.
Good on you, mate. He got out of his comfort zone and he's created a relationship which has now turned into love.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Okay. Well, mate, we're coming towards the end of the show and it's been an absolute pleasure having you on.
Thank you. It's been great being here.
It really has, mate. Thanks a lot for sharing all the amazing stuff you've done and the stuff you've learnt, and all the best. And a last little plug for South Pacific. Go down and see Justin. Justin Davenport's his name. Say you heard Justin on Southern FM, and go in and see him. And we will be around next Saturday at the same time for the High Performance Show. And so have a brilliant Saturday, have a brilliant weekend, enjoy this weather, and we will see you next Saturday on Southern FM for the High Performance Show. We'll see you then.
Thank you.
See you, mate.